News from the Empire, a notfic written by Litra, and recorded later, again, by Litra. This is a Venom slash Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars Rebellion era fanfic, but it is a notfic. It is a story idea. It has Sith shenanigans, Inquisitors, sort of canon compliant, currently rated Gen with no archive warnings. Background information is that I wrote this, or at least I published it, in March of 2019. I barely remember the concept for this. So, I'm going to read the notfic, and then I'm just going to spew out my current feelings. You are going to get my exact reaction to all of this 5 years after the fact. Summary. Eddie is a reporter for the Republic. Then the Republic becomes the Empire. Naturally, Eddie has some questions. Naturally, the Sith don't want him asking those questions. Chaos ensues. Okay, so the idea is all the Venom characters in the Star Wars universe, with the Star Wars characters there too. We're not talking about a total replacement of characters in setting. Which is frankly good because I love the Star Wars characters. As much as I love the Venom characters, I don't know them nearly as well as I know the Star Wars characters. Eddie is a reporter, still, and he's done a lot of articles about senator corruption. Maybe Anne is a senator's aide rather than a lawyer, or maybe she works as a lawyer for a senator. Anyway, that's how they end up breaking up. Same as the movie. Dan is still a doctor and relatively untouched by all the nonsense in the Senate. I'm picturing Eddie's ratty apartment is in the lower levels and he has to come up to the higher level parks just to see the sun after he ends up disgraced. Also, Clone Wars. The end of the Clone Wars, to be specific. Like, Anakin is going to go crazy any minute and Palpatine is all but Emperor when this story starts. The only reason Eddie isn't seen as a threat for his reporting when the Republic becomes the Empire is that he's living on the lower levels with no job. You know, I'm starting to remember this one. There was so much, like, background emotion in both those stories at this point. You just can feel that it's gonna blow up at any minute. I love it. So after he's been on his own for 6 months, or whatever, he gets a tip about the Jedi Massacre. That's a few months ago now, but this video clip could be big. It shows Bail Organa there at the temple and the clones murdering younglings. The younglings couldn't possibly have been a part of the conspiracy, and by law, they should have been returned to their families or taken into protective custody and given therapy. Read brainwashing, this is the Empire after all. That's what happens when younglings from the Separatists are captured. So why not the Jedi younglings? Eddie goes and confronts Bail, and he doesn't think he'll get anywhere. This is his life, after all. But he's got to try. He's got nothing left to lose. See, I'm imagining the clip. I don't think it's in here, but I'm, like, the clip from the movie of Bail in the speeder outside the Jedi Temple, and he's just like, come on, run, you can make it to the speeder! And then the kid is shot down because, ooh, that tugs at my heartstrings every time I watch it. And it would clearly put, like, that's a clear scene. It's not easy to misinterpret that. Of course, it could be really bad for Bail. But, Eddie asks if Bail was friends with the Jedi, and why didn't anyone notice if the conspiracy was that widespread? He also asks about the end of the war and a few other things that are pushing the boundaries. Bail doesn't know who this guy is. He doesn't know if he should try to recruit Eddie for the rebellion or if he's a spy from Palpatine. Then one of the Emperor's aides sees them. Bail sees them watching and says some pointed things that aren't against the agenda but are also totally in favor of the rebellion and points Eddie at the Chancellor's office before exiting stage left. I just love Bail. I love how much quiet chaos he can get into. He's, like, right beside all the big major explosions. You just gotta push him a little bit to the left, and he does the rest. Eddie tries to get some information out of the aide, and ends up basically chasing him into the Emperor's outer office. Palpatine sees him before the senatorial guard kicks him out. Unknown to Eddie, Palpatine has him followed and eventually decides he might be useful, but he also might be too dangerous to let live. He leaks just enough information that Eddie finds one of his Sith labs. I know, like, it's not the primary canon that Palpatine has Sith labs all over the planet, but come on. He totally does. And then also, how has nobody found them? Okay, but that's a different story. Anyway. Actually, maybe he gives the responsibility to one of his inquisitors? One of the sisters or brothers or something? It's early enough that they would want to impress the Emperor, but also, they're not quite established yet. No one knows that you do as the inquisitors say, and that they're his special unit. So, even though the Inquisitor is still just watching Eddie, Eddie catches wind of it and follows them back to the lab. From there, Venom comes in. I'd need to watch the movie again to make a proper parallel, but Eddie is infected and then manages to get away and heads home. Then the sister comes to get him and finish the job, but by then, they've integrated. Mostly. Eddie is still freaking out, but he's not feeling sick anymore. He manages to take down the sister and get away. The only person who he feels he can trust is Annie. He ends up stumbling into her apartment and collapses. Luckily, Dan is there and manages to get him stabilized. Yeah, like I said back then, I'd need to rewatch the movie to make proper parallels, but can you imagine how well those two, like, scenarios fit together? So in this universe, Venom is a Sith? Ooze. Something. Meh. But otherwise, like, direct parallel. There's an internal dream sequence or something in which Venom and Eddie chat, and we learn more about Venom's origin in this universe. The symbiotes were created by the Sith to empower their soldiers way back when, except the technology was lost. Palpatine has been experimenting, but so far the symbiotes have just been pits of hunger. Very good for disposal, but not for the weapons that Palpatine wanted. Of course, he's also got the Death Star on the side, and the whole giant weapon, planetary weapon. Like, come on, dude. Except now that Eddie has survived interrogation and killed one of Palpatine's hands or inquisitors, Palpatine is even more interested in him. The Emperor sends more of his agents out to capture Eddie, with the order to bring him back alive. Eddie and Venom try to fight them off, but they're still not working together properly and end up getting captured. Now, unlike in the movie, Palpatine wants to keep Eddie and Venom together, provided they are working for him. He gives them the ultimatum of work for me or die. Eddie starts asking questions because at this point, he's seen enough to put two and two together and get four. He can figure out that the Jedi thing was just to get rid of the opposition. He can also figure out that Bail was talking at cross purposes, and that if he doesn't go along with this, not only he, but Annie and Dan will be in trouble as well. Eddie doesn't like being forced into a corner, and neither does Venom. They agree to the deal, but both of them are just waiting for the opportunity to kill Palpatine. One benefit of the symbiote, Palpatine can't read Eddie's mind! Since Venom was made from the dark side, he has certain powers, and one of them is shielding, so that he could potentially attack other Sith on his master's behalf. Palpatine promises Eddie will be rewarded if he does well. He might not even realize that Venom is sentient. Later, Venom sneaks into Bail Organa's senatorial chambers, and for a minute, the reader thinks Palpatine sent him. Bail grabs a hidden blaster and shoots at Venom, but Venom brushes it off. Only he doesn't attack. Eventually, Bail asks who he is and why he's there. Venom produces the data stick that he collected all his evidence on and gives it to Bail. He says that he will send more when he can. Then Venom turns and starts towards the exit. Bail calls after him, asking what he should call him, And they say the "We are Venom" line before fading into the dark. If this were a movie, that would be the end scene, possibly with Venom sneaking off across the city. I imagine Eddie eventually works with Bale to get Annie and Dan off Coruscant and to safety. He also continues to pass information to the Resistance. At some point, Venom works beside Vader and so on. There's plenty of potential here for more or sequels. I like this idea. I still like the concept. On a second look, we need more reporting from Eddie. We need more of him hunting down evidence. Not just following an Inquisitor to a lab, but actual investigative reporting. Show his skills. And then I need to go more in depth into the, like, we are starting to work together and the emotional pull there, because the bond between Eddie and Venom is never explained in this notfic. It, like, yeah, we've got the movie to base this off of, but come on, give me some of that juicy, juicy character development. And then, like, yes, it's a satisfying ending to have him be like, oh yes, I'm a double agent now. But also, we need a big climatic scene, not just a conversation. So maybe something with Vader or something like Eddie has to prove his worth. Okay, he's been backed into a corner. And Palpatine is like, you will work for me or die. And he's like, well, I don't want to die. And Palpatine is like, all right, then. If you're really going to work with me, I'm going to go and send you to this place. And you have to go and kill this person. And then he finds out that it's someone, like, important, or he has to do it, and it's, like, someone on Vader's ship. Or it's someone that the audience knows and has sympathy for, because, oh, if he suddenly has to kill one of the clones who went rogue or something, oh, because the clones know exactly how bad things were. But then the clone could also convey to him, hey, I have all this information. And so then they could secretly work together, and he could get the clone, like, pretend to kill the clone, but then the clone goes into hiding, and maybe he brings the clone to Bale? But he doesn't want to put a spotlight on Bale. He knows Bale has to be something, but he also, that's another place where Eddie can be, like, all research happy. He can go and investigate Bale and figure out that, yes, Bale is a, like, cornerstone of the Resistance, and if Palpatine found out about it, then everyone is fucked. Yeah, this could be a whole thing. A whole big thing. But right now,